The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up a mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to depart from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Before an archer looses his arrow, he spots his target. Before a golfer takes a swing, he has to know in which direction the hole resides. Before we begin something, we have to have an end in mind. For Christ and the apostles, it's no different. The transfiguration of our Lord today acts as a sort of guidepost, the end goal of the coming weeks for Christ and his disciples. The journey ahead for them is hazardous, and Christ knows it. So it is fitting that he would reveal his glory to his apostles, to show them what awaits the other side of the cross, the same cross he told them that they had to pick up yesterday. My brothers and sisters, though the times ahead may look dark, Christ is the brilliant light that illuminates all darkness. We have only to trust him and suffer with him, because if we can share in his suffering, if we can share in his death, we too can share in his resurrection and glory.